Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday to you here in Feast Week. It's almost Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's appropriately making the room and the old bellies to stuff your face in a couple of days and enjoy family and friends, hopefully. We're sure glad you're with us here on Sports Daily. You can get in touch with the program. You can give us a call, good old-fashioned way. We've got Max Power, man in the KFH hotline at 869-1240. We've got your video streams cooked in and locked in, 12 News Connected, YouTube, X. You can comment to us that way. You can leave us voice messages on the Odyssey app, all kinds of different ways. You can get in touch with us here on the program, and we're glad to have you no matter how it is that you get in touch with us here on the program. We've got a lot of fun coming up for you today. KU plays and opens their tournament week Monday. We'll react to that. We get K-State, Wichita State getting in action this week as well. More from KU. We'll have more reaction to the Chris Klieman press conference. He talked yesterday, and we'll have Wyatt Thompson in just a few minutes, the voice of the Wildcats, get his take on things as well. It's all coming to you. What's on tap? Brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. While everyone's in town, make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 beers, a Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love, making Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. Jacob Albrecht here, TJ Cleland there. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just went to the ESPN website to go pull up the box score from KU's game against Notre Dame yesterday, and I didn't know why I couldn't find them because they're not in the top 25 anymore. Didn't even clock that.
Yep. They fell out of there, which is fine, I think, for this group.
It's just weird. They're supposed to be on that tab.
Just give it a minute. Just give it a minute, everybody. You're going to have to be patient. I actually think yesterday is a reason to be excited for KU fans. I thought they looked really good, be perfectly honest with you. Saw a lot of good things yesterday and some things I think that are interesting and maybe not the best thing, but we'll discuss that. We had Monday Night Football last night. KU, by the way, 71-61 winners over Notre Dame. Monday Night Football last night, kind of a dud, right? Not real exciting. The Niners take care of the Panthers, a game that has plenty of meaning, but 20-9, just kind of like, meh. Not a ton there. But it ends a week. And now we get ready for a week, TJ, with just some monster matchups. Man, Thursday is going to be wild. We got to decide if we want to do picks this week or not tomorrow, because we don't have shows Thursday or Friday. So we'll work through that for you. But it was a good sports night. It was a good sports day. Those college basketball games, they never let up yesterday. This Vegas tournament, man, I'm in, because they was just
that's
like
something to talk about.
After monster matchup.
The Vegas tournament is really making its rounds about on social media. About it's like it's the first time anything like this has ever happened. Because for one, it's a 32 team tournament. Like, it's ginormous.
Is it even a tournament?
So this is what happens, and it doesn't make a bunch of sense to me yet. I don't really understand how it works, but there's 32 teams. This is the pool play section on Monday and Tuesday. And so there's multiple arenas in Vegas while they're playing simultaneously, and they go it's whoever's the top blank. I don't know how many make it, 16 or 8 or something like that. Then they get into bracket play, and then they go. And so it's, I don't know. It draws all these teams because it's an NIL, you know, hotbed. If you look at the court, there's 17 ads on it because they're trying to make as much NIL money as possible to pay out. And so it's really making its rounds about, like, this is probably the tournament that's going to kill the Maui Invitational. It's going to kill Battle for not. Atlantis. And then it starts getting into Dennis Dodd, the CBS or former CBS reporter, said something along the lines of, like, this could, like, think bigger than the Final Four. This could just be what the NCAA tournament looks like now. And people are tweeting about it. And
I mean, Dennis Dodd's my guy. I listen to Dennis Dodd. He is very smart. I'll have to look up that tweet. I don't understand why any of that would need to be true. Why would any of that need to be true?
I mean, it's mostly going to be true because, like, it's going to take these midseason turns. Like, even before the NIL was involved, like, Dan Hurley basically said, like, we're never going to Maui. Like, we're never going to go to a place where we have to cram in 3 games in 3 days, and they'd rather do it this way. And now it sounds like the Vegas tournament wants to, like, spread it out longer and have it be over like 2 weeks now. And it's going to change the entire way that people schedule non-conference games, like their non-conference schedules, because they're just going to load up in the Vegas tournament and go over there because it's actually worth something. And I don't know.
Okay. So we'll before we get into the game itself, I'm trying to understand why this would kill the Maui Invitational.
Because teams don't want to play it anymore.
Okay, 32 teams don't want to play in it. Good thing there's about 300 teams.
Yeah, but look at the field this year. Like, the best team playing in it is, like, Texas and Arizona State.
Who was the best team playing in it last year?
UConn played in it last year.
I'm just, like, it rotates every year. Like, the Shockers, K-State.
It's always good, though.
Yeah, but the Shockers and K-State aren't in Vegas. You think Wichita State's going to get an invite?
To Vegas?
Yeah. No.
Probably not.
No. So, I don't understand. Like, there are lots of teams in college basketball to still go play tournaments everywhere.
Yeah.
So, they're
not the high marquee matchups that we're used to seeing in Maui.
What difference does that make, though?
I don't know. I don't think it – it just feels like it – I don't know. It feels like it dilutes the pot.
It's not
going to
kill the Maui Invitational. It's just the Maui Invitational won't have UConn.
It just won't be as good. None of them will be as good.
But as good for who? Like, for the TV viewing, they're going to put anything on. Like, we're watching games. Watched Washington State play Chaminade yesterday. Is it going to get worse than that? No. Like, I don't know. I think that's silly.
I think the bigger argument's not where it's at right now. It's the argument of, well, why doesn't the Vegas tournament just go to 64? Like, why don't we just make a November Madness and do it that way? And then the winner gets $10 million.
I mean, if that's, like, what they want to do, that's fine. Like, it gives us good games. It's like, I'm really glad for Kansas's sake that they have this tournament. They need these games. It's unfortunate.
But then I think, what about the argument of, like, does this take away this isn't what I'm saying. Does this take away from March Madness? Because we have our own ginormous tournament.
We're not at the end of the season. Does whatever stupid thing they're playing in the NBA right now take away from the NBA finals?
No, but it's that's chaos. I don't really understand that.
It's the same thing. Like, it's not the end of the season. Like, if they're trying to do this, you know, in March, maybe it's Thanksgiving week. Like, they're just playing the games in Vegas instead. The same games. Right? We get these games all the time, so I'm not going to complain if, oh my gosh, now Kansas is going to play 4 more games against Blue Bloods before they get into conference. But no, it'd be awesome. I genuinely, I don't understand the blowback on it. I'm probably missing something. I think because it's November.
I think I might be missing something too, honestly.
Okay, it's November. Like we're not.
You know what? You know the biggest gripe that you can have on this tournament, pointed out by Henry Greenstein, the KU beat reporter. He was there covering the KU game yesterday. Is like it's the new era because it has players in it, but it makes everybody wonder where the apostrophe should be because there's none. Players era. Is it the player apostrophe S era? The players era or the players era? Where's the grammar?
That is a good grammar question. I would think the plural, not the possessive.
Whose era is it?
The plural. I think plural, not possessive, but that's a good question. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk about KU and what they did on the court. You're going to have to explain to me if there's more games than what I already know about in this format now.
There is.
That I want to know what's happening there. So we'll get to all of it when we return on Sports Daily. Actually, we'll have Wyatt Thompson when we return on Sports Daily. Then we'll get to it on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And we welcome you back in with Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Wyatt, we've got some hoops, some football to talk about, and a great big old story that has to do with neither on the field or court that we've got to get to as well that's been dominating the headlines. Before we dig in, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm pretty good. In Bloomington, Indiana for the basketball game tonight. We got in here late yesterday afternoon. It'd been a long, long time since I'd been at Assembly Hall. As a matter of fact, I was just a young guy and was here on a 4-H event tour. And they had basically just opened the building. What I'm telling you is I'm really old, but yeah. it was really cool walking back in there. And you kind of forget over time just the history of this program, five-time national champions as an example. And one of the more unique facilities that I think I've ever been in all of my years of broadcasting, probably the highest ceiling. You'd have to see this to really appreciate it because the seats are like way, way up. Great facility, though, and looking forward to the opportunity.
There you go. It's going to be an awesome game tonight. Wyatt, we'll start with football, though, before we dig into to some Cats basketball. I imagine the heart was beating a little bit for you in Utah. Insane game. We'll just start there on the field. I don't think that anybody thought that it was going to go that way. I think that might be one of the craziest K-State games that I've seen in a couple of years.
I'm in total agreement with that. I think as you look back on it, you have to remind yourself that K-State was a 17.5-point underdog. Yeah. And I've done a lot of games at Kansas State in 24 years, and I'm sure there's been times, but I just can't remember the exact one prior to this where K-State was that big of an underdog and then had that kind of day that was probably out of left field that nobody expected. As an example, had I said to you, K-State's going to rush for 472 yards, what would you have said back? I mean, you would have said, you're crazy, dude. You've lost it. It's time to go, right? But yeah. But they kind of reached back in the files, so to speak, and kind of did a little bit of a scheme from the Connor Riley era from the last couple of years. Nobody had seen it this year. I think it kind of took them by surprise. Now, they adjusted, certainly, as did K-State to some of the things that they did. But it was a wild game on every level. You don't see, well, let's put it this way. In 2 weeks, we went from 14-6 to 51-47. Welcome to the 12,
two,
fellas.
Two that's polar just opposites.
How it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is, that's a good segue. The Big 12 is crazy. Coach Klieman had a moment after the game where things got pretty emotional for him, which is fine. I'm having a hard time and I was a little surprised and kind of makes me sad that clearly the outside noise has gotten to him as much as it has, because clearly it has. But to me, I think it's silly for some of that noise to be creeping in this year. It has been a wildly disappointing year for K-State. There's no question about it.
Of course.
But the overall body of work to me in this league, in this game, you know, and I guess how close it is maybe is a microcosm of that. I have a harder time understanding where some of this vitriol is coming from a bigger picture for K-State. In my opinion, and that's why I love that you're here today. In my opinion, winning most years, 8, 9, 10 games, and let's call it every 3 or 4 years competing for a Big 12 championship, while having bigger recruiting wins than the school's probably ever seen, is a good enough outcome for K-State football. This year's been disappointing, but I'm very surprised with how much people talk about, is it time to make a switch? Because that to me seems so wildly premature. I don't think any team in the Big 12 is going to do much better than the overall body of work that we've seen from Chris Klieman. I think the league's too tough. It's never going to happen for any team not named Texas or Oklahoma.
You said so much there, to be honest with you, and I think you're right on target. This you know, when Stan and I had him on the air and the radio post, you could tell he was hugely disappointed and what have you, but didn't show that emotion just yet. And then 10 minutes later, with the entire media at the presser, you could see that the emotion had built up. And I guess what I'm trying to say is I think as you indicated, there have been a lot of things on the table this year that have frustrated him. I think going back in time, you and I have talked about this, his frustration level over the 105 and having to cut those kids right before, camp started, by even his own admission, was maybe the hardest thing he had ever had to do in coaching. And he had to do it because he wanted to be fair to them, to give them a chance to land somewhere else. So it started there. And then you have the issue with a couple of heat things in right before camp, the trip to Ireland, the subsequent, relatively poor games after that. I mean, it goes on and on, the Dylan Edwards story. Yes, this has been a major disappointment. I don't think you could even argue that when your expectations are to win the league or be in the running for it and maybe be a playoff team, and you're going into the final week of the regular season at 5-6, you don't have to say anything other than it's been a huge disappointment. But I do believe, and you hit on it there, when you put all of this together, and on top of that, you put a performance like that together and don't win, and there's about 5 or 6 calls in the game and all of them go against you, I think he just boiled over. I think it's as simple as that. I think he's a very, generally speaking, very even keel, calm guy. But I think the emotion of all of it, and he has been frustrated and thinks some of the criticism is unfair. I get the arguments that, he's paid a lot of money and you have to put up with some of that. But you touched on this thing too, that I think is a big deal. Okay. In that, just being honest with this, I really think that the ones that are calling for his head, those are the ones that bother him the most. And if you also say that, he hasn't taken any criticism in North Dakota State, you don't really know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a year where they lost in the semis and he was an idiot.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, Wyatt, it was crazy. I want to just kind of keep talking about that, is the fact that, I caught that later that night, pulled up the Go Power Cat YouTube and was watching the video, and I was like, oh my, like I've never seen something like that, in at least a lot of, we talked about, you've seen some of the press conference moments, the I'm a man, I'm 40 press conference moments, stuff like that from Gundy and everything. But from a coach showing that much emotion, that's kind of something that doesn't happen often, especially on a stage like that. It's got people divided about, as you said, some people are saying, well, you make that much money, you're not allowed to act like that or anything. But I know that there's a lot of glass half full K-Staters that are saying, like, How cool is it in an era where everybody just wants to fire their coach and coaches are jumping to other jobs, to have somebody that feels like that about the program?
And I think he understands all of that. I don't think that's what this is, but I think he just had one of those moments where all of the things boiled up at one point and he needed a release, and we saw the release. I don't think it's any more complex than that. Yeah. I think most of the time, and I'm probably defending him a little bit here, most of the time, he handles the criticism as well as most have, okay? And we all get it. I mean, you guys have been doing this a while now, maybe not as long as I have, but hey, when things are not going well, who gets the blame? The head coach is right at the top of the list. After that, it's usually one of the coordinators and probably the quarterback. That's the way football works. It's the greatest game out there, but it is reality. I have seen the frustration build with him through this, with all of that. I'm not saying I predicted he was going to do that on Saturday. I don't mean that in any way, because it even surprised me that, that's the way it went, and just the emotion of it. But I do think that he feels like some of the criticism of not just him, but of the team in general, is probably a little unfair. And there will be people that say, tough, grow up, or whatever they're going to say. And I guess I understand that side too.
Yeah, I mean, the criticism of the team this year, I think, is fair. It's been wildly disappointing.
Most of it is, yes.
I think it's the big picture thing where it's – that to me is where I'm like, guys, it's been 28 wins coming into this year. And right. I know the Big 12 standing hasn't been good, but the Big 12 is so tough. Like, you lose 2-3 games. Like, that's just the way it's going to be in this league. I think it had to be – you mentioned Dylan Edwards. Like, that has to be – included in there. Avery Johnson's future has to be included in there. Like, there are new stresses, I think, to the job that maybe haven't been there in the past that guys are dealing with. But I guess we'll find out how they respond this week. I would imagine that they'll be inspired just like they were in Utah, and they'll get to their bowl game and they'll try to, you know, rinse it all away, I suppose. But the guy loves his players. It's just really is like, is this a good enough body of work for K-State fans after this many years with the coach? And I would say it is. And if you think it isn't, I think those are unreasonable expectations in this league, in this era of college football. I think K-State's right in a fine place, albeit has had a really disappointing year this year, for sure.
Yeah. You can't argue the disappointment. I totally appreciate that. Heck, I'm as big a K-State fan as there is out there, right? And it's been frustrating for all of us because they have been all over the map, right? And I remember after the KU game, there were fans that were euphoric, and there were others that were saying things like, where has this been, right? All of that's probably fair. And as I mentioned before, the difference between Stillwater week and Salt Lake City week were A to Z different. So it has been, just wildly inconsistent. And the other frustration, of course, is, you know, they've been really pretty damn good, if I'm being honest, about winning close games, but not this year.
Not this year.
And it's been really, really hard with all of the one score losses, really hard.
It's been a weird year, Wyatt. That's the best way to put it that you can say. It's all-encompassing. Yeah. It's just a really weird year for K-State football. We'll switch over to K-State basketball quickly. As you said, you're in Bloomington tonight. I think that as we've gone along here, at least watching in Kansas City this past week was kind of the first real, like, you know, Power 5 competition, really get a chance to watch them on a national TV, national streaming, I guess, whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
They look good, and I think that the defensive woes have gotten better. I think that this is a team that we become more high on every single week.
I really like what I've seen so far. Not that there aren't things that they have to get better at, and you probably start with defense, but they, I think, have proven in a relatively short period of time that this is a team that can score, and they have quite a few options. They pretty easily disposed of Mississippi State in the first game last Thursday. And I honestly think the game on Friday, they probably were a little bit shell-shocked early. I think if you just look at Nebraska and don't necessarily play them, you have to play them to understand the physicality and how well they space the floor and pass the ball and, frankly, shoot it most of the time. They jumped out on K-State, and to give the Wildcats credit, they bounced back. Now, remember, I was in Salt Lake. I've watched the game like most fans, or listened, and actually both in my particular case, because Wade was filling in for me. But they fought back. And they, too, had a difficult couple of calls late in the game that went against them. And that's – I don't want to make it all about officiating, but that wouldn't be fair. But I think one thing that Coach Tang said to me that sticks with me is how disappointed and mad they were after the loss. Because I think they feel like they're the better team. They just didn't win that night. So now I'm even more interested on what they do tonight against a pretty good Indiana team, who is a Big Ten team, but not like most Big Ten teams. Meaning, you know, when you think Big Ten basketball, tell me if you think I'm wrong on this, they're going to be big and physical and tough. These guys are a little bit more finesse, shoot the three, those kind of things. And this is year one for Coach DeVries here, so maybe they'll evolve into that eventually, but that's not what they are today. But they've got a good club. They've got Coach DeVries' son, Tucker, who can really play, and the Wilkerson kid can play. They make a lot of threes, average 20 assists a game, play pretty good defense. So, but I, with all of that said, I think K-State, if they play well, they got a chance. We'll see.
I'm ready, Wyatt, to say that this K-State team's going to be good. I thought I was impressed by the Nebraska performance. I was very impressed by the Mississippi State performance. Yeah. They're gonna score a ton. And I think like most teams, they'll improve defensively, but I'm in. Like, I think this is going to work. I think they're going to be a good team.
Well, I think they certainly have a chance. And because you have so many options to score the ball and PJ's elite, I mean, everybody has seen it to this point. Scoring just comes natural for some people, and he does it in so many ways. He's not a three-point shooter, but he can shoot three, you know. He scores through contact on plays off the bounce and that kind of stuff. I mean, he knows how to play. And Abdi's been really good for the most part. I'm a big fan of Nate Johnson. I think Castillo's come along. If some of those other guys can continue to make some progress, whether it's Kostic or, you know, Elias being a little more consistent or what have you, now I think you're talking. You know, they have some pieces, I think, is what we're trying to say, and that's exciting.
Yeah, it feels like since we're talking, we'll segue this from expectations about the football team and where they were. I feel like it's kind of fair that we set an expectation for the basketball team that I think it's a disappointment if they don't make the tournament. I think they should at least be fair. A bubble team. I guess they were kind of a bubble team last year in a way after the streak that they went on. So I think that this team is better than last year's team. I think that maybe not, you know, talent wise, but I think that as a unit, they look better as a team. I think that most K-State fans would agree with that. But I think when it gets down to March, you know, we should be looking at them as whatever, one of the sevens or the tens or whatever you want to put them as.
Yeah, I think they've got an opportunity to be an NCAA tournament team, and that's exciting, I think, for all of us. But I think there are, you know, a couple of things that they must be more consistent at, and the defensive side is one. I think rebounding will be something that they'll have to do, and the guards are going to have to be a part of that. And when they have, you know, won pretty big, the guards have done that. I mean, PJ had a 10-rebound game as an example, and that's kind of what they need. What excites me is what we've seen so far, but on top of that, what I think they can become if they continue to improve. And they've got a ways to go on the defensive end. Everybody sees that. But I do think, I've said this to everybody, you'd have to be around them like I am to see. I really think this team, they're together. They like each other. And I go back to what Coach Tang said after the Nebraska loss. They were mad. I mean, they were really, really mad and frustrated and felt like they let everybody down losing the game. I'm excited to see that, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
And this will be a hard game tonight, probably harder than Nebraska, frankly. So you got to go see what you – and if you could find a way to get this one, just think about just from the perception point what it would do, right? So – and that's probably true for a lot of games going forward. You know, Seton Hall's
it's
pretty good. Creighton's
it's a good non-conference. So, this is the best Jerome Tang non-conference we've seen.
Yeah, it is. Seton Hall looked good yesterday. They got a win. You'll hear the game tonight. Wyatt's got the call. 6 o'clock is when coverage begins. K-State, Indiana, right here on KFH. All right, TJ, I think you have royally confused everybody, including me, on the players' era.
I'm confused myself. So I think I might be backwards. I think that next year there is a playoff, basically. I think that this year there's only 18 teams. Next year it's going to 32, and then we'll have a playoff-style bracket, I believe.
That's fine. And it won't hurt a thing. Like, yeah, so we're going to get what we expected. We'll get, you know, a game today, and then depending on how they do, they go into, you know, Wednesday and maybe even Thursday. So everything's as thanks to Kevin, by the way, for sending us the, you know, the link there on Twitter to look into it. But yeah, I think it's just pretty normal here. It feels like a normal holiday week. It's just there's a lot of really good teams. I love that the players are getting paid in something like this. I think it's a good opportunity for them. It is going to be a recruiting advantage and a big one for the blue blood programs, because playing in this tournament becomes a major recruiting incentive, or it should, if there's, you know, potential payment involved in it. And it will be interesting to see if that, here's what I would pray. You're concerned about it killing, and we keep using the Maui Invitational because it's probably the most notable. I think what's more likely to happen is somebody getting into the Maui and creating some sort of NIL package.
That's what's going to have to happen. That's kind of the bigger argument, is the slippery slope.
And that's not a bad thing either, because then that becomes an incentive in a recruiting win for Wichita State when they go play in these tournaments, right? So I think everybody evolves and adapts. If this becomes the biggest fish, that's okay. Maybe they can create a model that can be replicated and make those other tournaments even better. The beauty of college basketball is there are so many stinking teams, and a lot of the time, so many of them are good. Like we talk about good games, we're usually like anything where both teams were within the top 100 of KenPom, we're like, yeah, it's going to be a good game. That's how many teams are relevant out there in college basketball. I think it's why people who've said we could expand the tournament, that's why it's not totally crazy, because there really are that many good teams. Now, the top tier is better. Always has been. So this just rewards them a little bit more. I don't have any problem with it. I think it's a little doom and gloom to say this is going to like change the landscape of anything. It's Thanksgiving week.
So next year, this is from Jeff Goodman. This is after the Big 12 made a partnership with them yesterday. And I don't remember. I don't know exactly if that means that a certain number of Big 12 teams get in, but it's something along those lines. I don't know if every Big 12 team gets in. I can't imagine that's true.
TNT and the Big 12 are going all in, by the way. Yes. You can see it coming.
Yeah. Jeff Goodman said players era will have 32 teams next year. The plan for it to be broken into 3 weeks in Las Vegas. 16 teams the first week, broken into 2 8-team events. Then 16 teams the second week, broke into 2 8-team events. And then the third week, the winners of the first 2 weeks will advance and play that out.
Okay.
So how does that – I don't know. How do you even schedule around a 3-week tournament?
Well, so let's say – okay. So that would be games going into the second week of December. So basically what you would get is KU not playing a true home and home against North Carolina State potentially and missing a game against Towson and Davidson.
Towson. Come on. Towson.
Towson. Towson.
It's like that. I don't care about the games that they're missing. I'm just saying, like, how do you actually schedule games? Like, do you not schedule any games?
You don't schedule games and you have consolation games. That's what you do. Yeah. You just have to take 2 trips to Vegas instead of play. Now, where you'll have to really watch out is, do you miss home games because of this? But probably, like, they are scheduled to go to Raleigh to play North Carolina State. So really, we're looking at the week of after Mizzou. You're looking, and Mizzou could be, a game like that could be on the chopping blocks too, but you could get that game out in Vegas in theory.
Here it is. Sports Business Journal says Big 12 announces a 5-year deal to take a 15% equity stake in the Players Era Festival, and the conference will receive 8 bids when the tournament expands to 32 teams.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And if the other big leagues follow suit and that leaves 8 for, some at-larges, that would be fun also. And then you're really getting into something, like if you took 8 from the Big 12 and 8 from the Big 10 and 8 from the SEC, that would leave 8 for everybody else that could rotate through there, which means just, once every 5, 6, 7 years, Wichita State could go out there or VCU could. That'd be awesome. That'd be so cool. I think it's fine.
It's in theory, it's cool. It's just logistically speaking, it's like, how does this happen? Like, how does this work?
You just have to have consolation games.
Like,
so
somebody brought the Trilly Donovan. I don't know if you're aware of the Trilly Donovan social media stuff. He's talking about this and says that, like, the tournament itself is going to have to pay Towson and say, sorry, you're not playing KU next year. They're coming with us. Here's your money back. And like, that's going to have to be another aspect of all this stuff. And it's like, where's the money coming from?
Doesn't sound like that's a problem. There's a lot of sponsorship dollars getting on with something like this. It's Vegas. There's TV rights. This would become a major TV event, of course. I really like it. It isn't all that different than the tournament weeks has always been. It's just another week of it. What you're explaining. It's like doing that week twice for teams, right? You do 2 of these instead of 1, and it's Vegas, so travel's a non-factor. In and out of Vegas is the easiest place in the world. So I think, for me as a fan of it, it just is like, okay, great. They're going to get 2 or 3 more. Not that KU ever has that issue with their schedule anyway, but they're going to get two or three more awesome games before they get into conference play. Fantastic.
The best thing that this can bring forward outside of the tournament itself, because the games will be good, is if it can breed competition like we were talking about. Like if Maui can expand to 16 and then do the same thing. But the hard part is it's at the Lahaina Civic Center. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they even have to expand. They'll just have to come up with some NIL package.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. It doesn't have to be a ton.
In theory, a giant
tournament in November. Like, sounds cool, because I like watching basketball, and I think that that's the baseline of everything that's positive about this. I think that, it's going to make some complications for everything else. I got to show you this as well. Will Warren, he's a writer for Basket Under Review, tweeted this yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. The Players Era format is actually pretty easy to understand if you read up on it and posted this picture. Let me read it verbatim for you. All 18 men's teams will play on November 24th and November 25th, and preset matchups will determine the championship matchups on the 26th. Teams that finish 2-0 entering Wednesday will be the first to qualify for the championship game and the third place game, with 1-1 teams to follow. Tiebreakers will be determined in order by point differential, the total calories of the team pregame meal, a halftime mascot dance competition, 18-way coin flip, the highest Scrabble score from a player's name and points scored. If all remains equal, the championship game will be selected by Red Panda, the girl that throws the bowls. All men's games on Wednesday and Thursday will be determined following Tuesday's final game.
Let me ask you this. Do you care about the tournament format?
No, that was just funny.
No, I know. That was very funny. But I'm saying, like, in general, like, I think people are paying, like, it's in November. I shouldn't say nobody. I'm just excited that KU plays good teams.
Yes.
I don't care about a tournament format.
I'll say this. As a person with a KU hat on, I love the tournament. As a person with the Wichita State hat on, I don't like it as much.
What does it change for Wichita State?
I mean, in a world where Power Four schools don't want to schedule people like Wichita State, you're not going to play anybody.
There's 32 teams that get invited to this. There's still a lot of teams out there with plenty.
And which is like that. I'm not even saying that. Like, in the fact, like, we're sitting here talking about like Jerome Tang's best non-con that he's had. Like, if K-State got a bid in this, there's not a chance they're scheduling a single other Power Five school. Like, they're going to play, they're going to play whatever, eight of them in this.
So KU is in this tournament, right? And I'm talking
about the bigger tournament, whenever it gets bigger.
Okay. Well,
if it's a three week thing,
this time it's also North Carolina, also Duke, also UConn, also Mizzou, and also North Carolina State.
Yes.
They'll still schedule games because there's still a lot of money to be had in those games too.
I agree. But the thing is though, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Wichita State, and they are currently, even before, like last year, they're in the weird middle ground where it's like, and Jerome
then
Tang
play,
outwardly
then
says,
play a bunch of teams in the weird middle ground. Their schedule, TJ, Wichita State's had trouble scheduling big time opponents for 2 decades.
I agree. I know.
So again, that's not going to change. That it already is that way. Like, who's the big non-con on their schedule this year?
I don't even know.
They don't have one. Not like DePaul. That. They don't have their K-State or KU game, no. Right? That's not, it's not on their schedule anyway. So they're not really going to miss anything. They didn't have it to begin with. They'll schedule games against Boise State and St. Mary's, who would never get invited to this tournament in most years. And that's and boom, we've got the schedule we've got anyway. So I don't think it changes anything for anybody. The one thing I think it might change is the pressure on some of these other tournaments. Where are they going? Atlantis? Maybe Atlantis now is like, shoot, we got to put something together NIL to keep up with this thing. And now that's a new opportunity for Wichita State. But that tournament bracket wasn't going to change. It's Colorado State, Virginia Tech, St. Mary's, and Wichita State. That wouldn't change. Like, nothing about that would change.
The battle for Atlantis?
Yeah.
It'd be way better than that.
That's what it is right now.
I know, but in years before the players era, it would have been way better than that.
I think that's a good field.
It is a good field, but it's not anywhere close to what the battle for Atlantis has been.
Wichita State's been at the battle for Atlantis several
whenever times. They were a top 10 team in the country.
Right, because they're not getting that's fine. Let's look at the 2024 battle for Atlantis. We had I'll have to pull it up in the break. We'll get to it in a minute. Well, look, I don't think that we're changing much of anything for anybody other than what already exists. I just, maybe there's some consolidation.
It just feels like this is my you know, impetus. I don't know what the word is there, whatever that is. This just takes a college basketball, a sport, college athletics, where it's starting to be the top and everybody else, and makes it even more so the top and everybody else. They're playing different sports.
I don't know what you've been watching the last 100 years.
I understand,
but that's the way it's always been.
It's worse. NIL makes it so much worse, and this makes it worse.
Okay, we'll discuss. We are going to get to KU yesterday. Don't worry, everybody out there, because I do think they looked impressive. We got another hour of Sports Daily coming up. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.